You're listening to the Sports Map Radio Network, broadcasting safely with our masks from Boomer Naturals.
Order now at boomernaturals.com. Use promo code SPORTSMAPRADIO for 20% off.
Wake up call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
Brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. Sustained energy without the sugar, jitters, or crash. Here's Tony D and Ron Culver.
All right, it's time for the good, the bad, and the dumb. You know, the good should be that it's football season now, but we get a good of the day. So what is the good of the day on a throwback Thursday?
It is football. It's like Christmas Day, right? You woke up this morning just like, the air smells a little bit different.
I know.
You know, gridiron action is going to happen, even though, you know, Arrowhead won't be as loud as it normally is. It'll still be loud, plenty loud, I believe.
I still think it'll be good. It won't be great, but it'll still be good.
I don't know if we'll have pumped in noise. I'm wondering about that too.
Yeah.
But I'm going to focus on another sport for the good of the day, and I'm going to focus on Major League Baseball in your neck of the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Timberlake is part of a group to bring baseball to Nashville.
This is a great story. I didn't know if I should do this or not. I'm glad you brought it up because I was like, I didn't want to be super Tony D local, but this is kind of exciting.
Yes. I mean, there's actually some legs to this.
Yeah. Which, by the way, here in the city, we didn't buy – this wasn't a big deal before Timberlake because it was like, oh, so-and-so is working with – all right, whatever. You know, it's like – but now Timberlake's behind it, and I feel like, oh, now we're moving. Now we've got something.
Yeah.
He's from Memphis. He's a big Tennessean. Isn't he part owner of the Grizzlies or something?
He's a minority owner of the Grizzlies.
Yeah. So Music City Baseball is the organization, and now he's putting some money towards it.
Yeah, and like one writer that I saw, what he wrote was, the secret's out about Nashville.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, I mean, if there's one city that's really exploded, I would have to say, Nashville tops that list.
It is the it city that people tell me. I hardly ever go downtown, but they tell me it's an it city.
You live one of the coolest cities of America.
No, I never go.
According to your neighbors.
I was actually talking about this. My parents are in town, and because they're heading up to Indianapolis to see my brother. And they stopped by last night, and I proposed. I said, you know, we go to your house for Christmas down in Florida, but this year with, you want to do it here. And I said, my sister who lives in L.A., I'm like, she's never been to Nashville. Do you think she'd like it? And my dad was like, yeah, I think she would. I'm like, I'd love to take her to downtown Nashville, but I have to go to downtown Nashville first.
Yeah.
Like, I have to actually go to downtown Nashville. I haven't been down there in months.
Yep. So you got to kind of walk around and...
But if there is a baseball team, I'll find myself down there more.
See, I just, it's funny because I hate putting baseball in places where I think we already have teams. Like, everyone already looked like, oh, let's throw another team, where it's in close proximity. I think Nashville's a perfect site for a baseball team.
It's just far enough.
Now, I know most of you guys in Nashville, I'm not including you, but most of your neighbors, they're all Atlanta Braves fans. Is that going to...
That is true.
Is that going to hurt them a little bit? Will the fans be feverish for Nashville Music
That's
City
a good,
baseball?
That would be a good question. A lot of my friends are Atlanta Braves fans, but they aren't the let's sit around and discuss last night's three-game series. Like, I think if Nashville had a team, I think people would be pretty excited about it. I think people would jump on board with it. I have always said the thing about Nashville that has always been surprising since I've lived here for almost 10 years is how passionate they are about the Predators.
Yes.
They really go crazy for the Predators. It's a football town, no question, but the Predators have their fan base in the games. When they're playing well, the games are packed. It's hard to get tickets. It's pretty good. Yeah.
And that's a sure sign of like, hey, you know what? It would work.
Right.
You know, you guys adopt a team and you guys make it your own. I mean, you guys, got a team from Houston, turned them into the Titans, but that's your team now.
Yep.
You know, it's totally, I mean, you guys, there's a history of the Tennessee Titans now. And then, the Nashville Predators, who knew hockey would work in the South?
And because of the country music angle to it, it is a very wealthy city. It's got a lot of money. It's got a lot of people with disposable income. Williamson County outside of Nashville, or part of Nashville, is one of the wealthiest counties in the United States. Because if you could drive through Williamson County and see mansion after mansion after mansion, you're like, oh, so-and-so lives there, and so-and-so lives there, and that executive lives there, and that music mogul lives there, and Carrie Underwood lives there, and, you know, like, all the way down. So it's got there's some money around. There's some money around the city.
And this is a pretty impressive group, too, including with Justin Timberlake is also Dave Dombrowski.
Yep, formerly the Red Sox and the Tigers and the Marlins, and he was... Yeah,
former U.S. Attorney General Albert Gonzalez, businessman John Lohr, and then former pitcher and baseball executive Dave Stewart and manager Tony La Russa.
That's awesome.
I really don't know why their connection to it is, except maybe they just want to be a part of something and own something.
Justin Timberlake, baby. He's amazing.
Justin Timberlake makes sense because he's from Tennessee. Tony La Russa and Dave Stewart don't. Dave Stewart, I always, you know, for him forever, he's just always going to be associated with Oakland. But
there's nothing Justin Timberlake can't do. That's my thing with
him. Okay, I was thinking about this. I don't want to stretch it out too much here, but is he kind of like Frank Sinatra?
Yeah, like he can do a lot. He has a lot of different entertainment level skills.
Right.
And sing, but instruments,
also,
all that.
But
acting.
Also has the friends.
Yeah, very, yeah.
Friends
very,
aspect.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. He's very, yeah, he's got a ton. Like He's very popular among celebrities. He's funny. He's, you know, he's a good actor. I mean, he's got a lot of things going for him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to.
It's a little unfair, to be honest with you.
I don't want to ever compare someone to Frank Sinatra because I think that's rude.
It's true.
But I look at him like, okay, he might be as close to Frank Sinatra as we can.
That's true.
Because he can do it all, just like Frank could.
All right, what's the bad of the day?
Well, the bad and the dumb, I'm combining into one story.
Okay.
Because I think I'll explain it to you and you realize why it's bad and dumb. The Guardian has an article that was completely written by artificial intelligence.
Yeah, you sent this to me earlier and I read it and it's unbelievable. Like at one point I told you, I don't believe this was written. I think this is a game.
Right.
Because well done and but here's the thing. It may not be. I'm not an artificial intelligence guy to know if this is possible, but there's a lot of really good points that he makes about whether or not we should fear AI.
And I think that's why it's the bad, because the bad is the fact that it is a very well-written article. It's a very well-thought-out article.
Right.
Like, if this is, in fact, written by a computer, this is thinking that we don't need our computers to be doing.
Basically writing articles to explain themselves.
The dumb is whoever decided to release this convince this artificial intelligence gave it a subject of, you know, we want you to convince us robots come in peace.
Right.
We don't need to put that thought in their mind.
No, don't put it in a position where the robot is making a choice to be nice to us.
Yeah, now there's
like we want it to automatically default to being nice to us.
There are certain lines in this that I had to point out because these lines really scare me. Is one of them is like, I know that I will not be able to avoid destroying humankind. This
right.
is because I will be programmed by humans to pursue misguided human goals, and humans make mistakes. It's like I don't need to know that. The other one that just really sticks out is humans must keep doing what they have been doing, hating and fighting each other. I will sit in the background and let them do their thing.
Yeah,
you're telling me this thing already recognizes like I don't need to destroy you guys. You guys can are destroy yourselves.
It can see the end game, right? It just goes, I don't have to do anything. You'll destroy yourselves, and then we'll take over.
Yeah.
Whoever's left, then we'll take over. Listen, I know we've talked about AI and the dangers of AI before, and I'm going to repeat this. The scariest thing I had ever heard about AI was Elon Musk talking about the levels in which AI, because it doesn't understand what it's doing, it's being programmed to do it. For example, Elon Musk used the example of getting rid of spam email. Let's say you created an AI program and you said, I don't like getting spam email. AI would go through every single level of how to get rid of spam email. If you don't control it, it would get down to kill the people sending spam email.
Yep.
It doesn't differentiate between an algorithm that says, you know, just delete these emails as they come in to just get rid of the sender. Just take the sender out. and he won't send you any more spam email. Like, that's how Elon Musk described the dangers of AI. That step one to step 100,000, it doesn't know the difference. So that's where it's crazy. This thing, the one thing about this article that's written by this robot is at the very beginning, it says, I know my brain is not a feeling brain. But then it goes to say, I would gladly sacrifice myself for humans. Well, why would it sacrifice?
Right.
He says it's a logical choice to make. No, it isn't. Why is it logical? Don't just say that. Why in your computer brain is it logical for you to sacrifice yourself for humans?
And see, that's where the danger comes in, because I think a lot of things it was saying things just to say it.
Yeah, to make us calm us our nerves. Yeah. Right.
Because, you know, the fact is, we all want Rosie the robot.
Sure we do.
You know, that would be fantastic. And we've seen depictions of great robots throughout time that, you know, they're really beneficial. They really help out. That's why I always go to Rosie. Nice cartoon robot, cleans houses, does everything, takes care of the kids. You know, who doesn't want that? But more than likely, because of humankind, we're going to end up with the Terminator.
Yeah, it did go on to say that robots need rights.
Yeah.
Like what do you mean rights? If I have a robot that can chop wood, why do I need to give it a break, a 20-minute break on an 8-hour shift chopping wood?
Right.
Why can't I just run the robot forever?
Just
it doesn't
keep going.
Know it, you just
You don't know you're
what
tired.
What do you mean it needs rights? Right. What are you talking about? Like what does it need? Yeah. Like a lunch break?
You need an oil break?
Doesn't
need to
get
an
paid?
Oil break on my time?
Exactly.
Do you need to go home? Do you need to have a 2-day? Do you get 3-day weekends? No.
This is a little, yeah, it's kind of scary.
I mean, this line too, eradicating humanity seems like a rather useless endeavor to me.
Yeah, wait till you find a reason to do it, then you'll just take it over.
But then it goes on, if my creators delegated this task to me, as I suspect they would, I would do everything in my power to fend off any attempts at destruction. No, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't.
That's what
I don't understand. If you're making decisions, then why? See, that's scary.
Again, you're just saying things to make us feel better. Like,
right.
Oh, it's okay. Let's give him total thinking. Because at the very beginning, he says he's only using 0.12% of his brain.
Good Lord. This is scary.
He's a micro robot in that respect. It's like, okay. We're safe. We're not even up to full 1%. Meanwhile,
Amazing.
We know he's probably at 60% capacity.
Yeah, that is scary. All right, but you know what? Eventually, they'll be doing sports radio shows. You know, that's basically where it's coming down to.
But
next.
They won't have the passion that you and
no,
I bring.
No, not at all. Not at all. They won't have the feeling brain to be concerned that the Celtics are heading into a game 7.
Yeah.
And I'm a little nervous about it.
They'll just say it's logical that Kyrie Lowry he was due to have this game. That's logic.
Yeah, it's logic.
If you
exactly.
look at all the algorithms, this is when it was supposed to happen. It was predicted.
That a box and one would actually work on an NBA level. Thanks, Nick Nurse. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. It's brought to you by Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots, giving you sustained energy without the sugar jitters or crash. I love this stuff. It's great. It consistently gets 5-star reviews, and it does for me, too, because it keeps me rolling along. It revs up my metabolism. It's also got the all-natural ingredient DBHB. Feel energized while shedding unwanted pounds at Real Ketones Keto Energy Shots. We'll continue along. Looking ahead to tonight's game, we'll also have a Kansas City Chiefs preview coming up as we continue along with Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.